Hello, I wanted to pray a prayer for us parents, for our patience with our children. I'm writing a book, a prayer book that is for homeschool moms, but the prayers could definitely work for any mom or anyone who works with children and anyone who has a family. But my book is going to be called Short Powerful Prayers for Busy Homeschool Moms. And this prayer is for patience. And it goes like this. Father, help us to treat our children with love and respect at all times. Help us to understand our children. Help us to parent our children the way you parent us. You are full of mercy and kindness. You are patient with our immaturity and selfishness. You do everything out of love. Help us to be like you when we interact with our children. Help us to put away our own needs and desires and be gracious and kind when our children disrupt our plans, make messes, and are disobedient. Help us to respond to their needs instead of simply dealing with behavior. Help us to protect their hearts, even from our own impatience and anger. Give us hearts of compassion and understanding toward our children. We know that you are working in our hearts through all of these tests and trials. Make us more like you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So I pray these kinds of prayers. I ask the Lord to help me understand and to treat my children the way that he would treat them. They are his children. He's just letting me raise them and have them in my life, blessing me with their presence in my life and with their love that they have for me, and just living life with them is such a privilege and honor. And I am just so thankful for my children. But, you know, there have been many times where I have lost patience, where I have been disrespectful to them. Because they are people with real thoughts and feelings that can get hurt, and thoughts that need to be understood and talked over and considered important and legitimate. And I just pray that the Lord helps me to be the mom that they need. And that I put aside the things that I'm thinking about, that I'm trying to get done, the way I want things done, the way I want things to stay. I don't want them moved when I put them a certain place, or I don't want things messed up, and then I get impatient, and that's just not right. You know, we can do that with anybody in our life, but with our children, we definitely need to be careful about that, because they're so innocent, and they want to please us, and you know, they just don't seem like they would, you know, that they would be affected the way an adult would, the way someone outside of our family would, by the way we say something or the way we act toward them. But it really does hurt them when we are disrespectful, when we're unkind, when we're too harsh, when we're judgmental and critical of them. And we wouldn't do that to other people. We only do it to them. And that's just so wrong. And so I pray that all the time, that I will have a right attitude, a godly attitude, a loving attitude toward them, even in times of stress and times when they are misbehaving, when they are being disrespectful. Sometimes I interpret things as disrespect that they don't intend that way. And we don't see things the way they do. They don't see things the way we do a lot of times, just because of their different personality and their different way of thinking. And sometimes just because they're younger. But we have to be understanding of that sort of thing. And so I pray for that, for myself, for all of us. I pray that children will be safe in their own homes, that they will be raised in an atmosphere of love, that they will know how precious they are, how unique, how wonderful they are. And that they will not be hurt by our unkindness and by our lack of of taking care of their hearts and preserving and protecting their hearts at, like we're supposed to, just because we're so used to having them around, and they have to love us because we're their parents and things like that, that get in our minds. And we think, you know, they're always going to just think we're wonderful, but that doesn't really happen when they grow up all the time. So we, you know, should treat them with respect and honor them as people, and not just think that they're little robots, little beings that we can just do whatever we want to and that we can order around. That's not God's will, and that's not the best, and that does not make for healthy adults when they grow up. So I just pray that this helps you, and that you will be able to pray this prayer along with me and share it with others, so that, you know, our hearts are directed in a way of just total love and patience and acceptance of our children, so that they can grow up to be well, healthy, whole, feel like they should about themselves, have good self-image, self-concept, all of these things that have been blasted. They've just been totally wiped out in the way that they're shuffled off to other schools and to other places, and parents don't even seem to want to spend time with their kids, want to be with them. And so, you know, that's really hard on a child's psyche. And so I just pray that as you pray this prayer with me, and as you think about these points that are in this prayer, that it will help you even in the daily struggles that we have. You know, the last line of the prayer is, we know that you are working in our hearts through all of these tests and trials. And I admit that raising young children can definitely give you a lot of tests and trials, but it really is polishing. It really is refining and purifying us through what we have to deal with. When we parent, we do have to sacrifice, and we do have to we do have to put aside our own needs, our own desires, and we have to meet their needs without being thinking, without resenting their demands on us, and without thinking, poor, pitiful me, I have it so bad, I have the worst kids ever, things like that. We just really need to put aside the desires for them to represent us as a good mom or dad, and how they're making us look by what they're doing, and how what we want for them, what we want them to do, what we want them to accomplish, so it'll look good on us, their behavior, their accomplishments, achievements, their way that they act in public, and the performance thing. All of those things it has no place in the heart of a parent, and we need to die to that flesh. We need to cut that flesh off and live by the Spirit and parent by the Spirit. So I hope this helps someone, and share it if you think it might help someone that you know, and I will talk to you later.